welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us today. Today we have David Nagel on the line with us, and our topic is going to be seven-figure success in a new era of entrepreneurship, the seven-figure formula for making millions by making a difference. This is so fabulous. And so today what we're going to be talking about and covering is the more life mindset of wealth consciousness and unlimited abundance. And so that you can participate in creating more life for all and less to none, and I love that concept, and drop your fears of loss, failure, and competition for good. We're also going to touch upon how to shift from faceless email and online hyped-out marketing strategies to high-touch cooperation marketing that creates lasting reciprocal relationships, eliminates competition, and makes money, meaning, and impact easy. And finally, in this, you know, in this half-hour call, we're going to be also talking about how to gain the kind of exposure that rapidly builds your list with your most ideal prospects and enables you to get your message monetized and making a difference in a very big way. And so today we've got David Nagel with us, and David Nagel and Suzanne Evans are actually the two individuals that are putting this particular course or this particular information together. And I'll just do a little intro of David. So David Nagel is the president of Life Is Now, Inc., a multi-million dollar global corporation dedicated to teaching entrepreneurs how to use the power of their minds to rapidly create quantum leaps in both business and personal arenas. Having mentored and shared the stage for many years with the much-celebrated Bob Proctor, David is now one of the world's foremost business strategists and teachers of universal law. So welcome, David. It's so great to have you with me today.
Oh, it's great to be here, Karen. It really is.
Wonderful. So, hey, let's just get right into it. So, David, can you tell us a story about when you first came to the awareness that success begins with mindset?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, I had set my life up so that I had more responsibilities than I had the ability to fulfill. I couldn't handle the responsibilities that I had created in my life. And, you know, primarily that was because I was a kid running around with a bad attitude and thought that I knew everything. And I quit high school and basically went from job to job. I always worked, but it never really worked out all that well. I didn't have a good attitude about the work that I was doing. I got married, had a couple of children, and was basically working on a dock driving a forklift for a food distribution company in Lyle, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. And I was in this situation where we lived in a bad neighborhood. We were not able to pay our bills, making very little money, working all the time, 6.5 days a week, all the overtime the company would give me, and was completely exhausted and frustrated. I mean, just so frustrated with what to do, because logically it seemed like the way not to have gotten into this would have been to stay in school, get a college education, work hard, get a good job, that type of thing. And now I'm in this situation, so how do I turn it around? Because I still have all the responsibilities, that I created with very little time and with no money. Mm-hmm. So to go back to school try to get that education seemed like an impossible task at the time. So I was, proverbially stuck in my head. I did not know what to do. And it was wearing me down. And it was wearing me down and wearing me down and wearing me down. And finally, one day, just completely exhausted, sick, freezing cold. It was in February in Chicago, and I was working. And I had, I had just gotten yelled at by my superiors for, some stupid thing that I had done. And I was basically breaking down in the back of this trailer and thinking to myself, there's got to be a way to turn this around. And a little voice in my head said, change your attitude. And I thought, now that's very weird, because I had been hearing that all my life. Usually it came from teachers, and they would tell that to me. They would tell it to my parents. They would say, David's a pretty bright guy. If he would change his attitude, he'd be getting better grades. He'd, be getting along with people, the whole thing. And I thought, could it possibly be that it's that simple, mm-hmm. that a small shift in my attitude would make the difference, which meant a small shift in my thinking. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was making $20,000 a year. Now, I had a friend that was in a sales position for a liquor distributorship at the time, and he was making about $40,000 a year, and his life was totally different than mine was. And I thought, well, if I was making double what I'm making now, I would not have these problems. So I set my sight on $40,000 a year, and I began to go through a process in my own head of figuring out what my attitude was and how to change it. And to make a long story short, I changed it very rapidly, and within 30 days, I noticed a significant shift in my results, not just in how I was thinking or feeling, but actually I went from $20,000 a year to $62,000 a year. And this was in the late 80s. So at the time, at that time, kids that I had grown up with, their parents had been working in jobs for, you know, 20, 30, 35 years. And they were lucky if they were making $35,000 a year at the time. So to make this kind of a jump was extremely significant, especially since everything in my past said I did not deserve to have this kind of a result. This was not supposed to happen. Everybody around me was in awe of what had just taken place, including myself. And it was the first time that I realized that I had making a significant shift, although small, and, you know, relatively speaking, it was a small shift in my thinking, could make such a huge difference in the results that I was actually getting. Now, having said that, I also had another problem at the time, and that was very low self-esteem. I did not stick up for myself. I did not voice my opinions. I did not say what I was really thinking. And people were walking around me saying that I got lucky, that I knew someone, that I had to be related to someone for something like this to happen. And none of those things were true. However, I didn't fully believe 100% that what I had done was what made the difference. And I'm bouncing back and forth in my head between, are they right? Did I just get lucky? And I thought to myself, you don't really believe that, because luck doesn't really exist. I mean, everything happens very precisely in the universe, not randomly. And if random existed in one place, it would have to exist in all places. So we don't see the Earth bouncing off the moon and the moon bouncing off the sun. And, you know, everything's not like a hodgepodge going on out there. Everything is happening because of very precise laws that operate within the universe. And those laws operate within and of ourselves as human beings. So I said, I've got to figure out exactly what I did. And it took me down a course of study for about 7 years. And I studied my behind off for that period of time to really get a grasp on and understand what I had done. Now, just prior to this breakthrough, I had had a near-death experience. I was in a water skiing accident. I got sucked through a dam and was one of the few people to ever survive going through this experience. And it's something that happened very frequently on that body of water. And it caused me to realize that, you know, as human beings, we don't know when our last day here is on this great planet of ours, or in this body. We'd like to think, for the most part, that we have a pretty long time. But we really don't know. That day that I had a near-death experience, I went from having a total ball with my family 1 minute to be fighting for my life, you know, 2 minutes later. Mm-hmm. So it can happen that fast, and we don't even see it coming. And the truth is that everybody one day is going to wake up, and that's going to be their last day. And we don't know when that day is. Mm-hmm. So I knew that at that point in my life, had I actually gone, I didn't leave behind anything. I never accomplished anything. I didn't leave anything for my wife. I didn't leave anything for my kids. I left nothing. I didn't do anything of any consequence while I was here. It was pretty much just a waste of a life. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I was young enough and I could change it. And that's exactly the road that I headed down. And that was my very first experience with that. Seriously making a shift in your mindset. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a small one, can make a total difference in the results you're getting.
Right, right. So, and from that point, and I know you've done a lot of study throughout the years, and in the information about the work that you and Suzanne are doing together now, you moved on to talk. You will be talking about more life success systems, and that it's based on the principle of more life to all and less to none. And for those of us who are new to you, that are new to your teaching, this language, more life to all and less to none, is also really new. So can you talk a little bit about its significance?
Well, it's actually not new. It's just newly being heard. It's not mine either. I got it from Wallace Wattles in a book called The Science of Getting Rich that was written in 1903. And the principle actually goes through all of nature's laws. It exists in all spiritual laws, in every major religion on the planet. You will find it. Mm-hmm. And it's simply this. It's simply that the energy, whether you call it a spiritual energy or a creative energy or a higher intelligence or God or whatever it is that you want to call it, that energy, which is behind everything, causes whatever it's behind to grow. Mm-hmm. Now, when something grows, it's either growing in a direction that it will benefit everything that it comes in contact with, or it will not benefit. In other words, it will take life from everything that it comes in contact with. Mm-hmm. If we are building businesses, if we are growing as human beings in the wrong direction, that we will continue to grow in that direction. We will continue to have major problems with no solutions. We will continue to struggle. We will continue to affect people's lives around us adversely. We will pass things on that are not good, that are detrimental to their life, and that will grow within them, and then they will pass that on. And, you know, basically what Waddle said was that if we adopt the right mindset and then put that into practice, our life, our own personal life, will be that of satisfaction for ourselves, which is the primary thing that we're doing because we're an expression of this energy, and we're supposed to be getting satisfaction from it, not suffering, not, you know, complaining, not, in, you know, living miserable lives. And in the course of that, all the people that we touch will be blessed by that also. Not that the blessing is necessarily forced upon them. Of course, a person can choose whether they accept that or not, but you're not putting something bad out. You're putting something good out. So it is there for the acceptance of another individual. And there is no greater place that I think that we need that now in our current evolution in society and in business than in business and in communication on a global basis. So Suzanne and I both know that this works. We know that we have made millions of dollars from it. We have helped other people make millions of dollars from it. And everybody that, you know, those people have worked with, their lives have been blessed. So it's really about learning exactly what it is, how it works, how to put it into your business structure, your marketing, your sales, your product, your service, the delivery and the creation of those things, your customer service, really putting it in all aspects of your business so that not only are you having a good time in your business, but your business is thriving. You're making the money that you want to make in the business. The people are getting the benefit of the product or service that you're delivering, and that is adding to the life of every person that touches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I think it's just, again, we see so many examples of how that's not happening these days. And so I love that you two are promoting that and teaching it. I think that's fabulous. So one of the main tenets of your seven-figure success system is that you're teaching is that personal contact is the key to success. And is this where your formula for high-touch cooperation marketing comes in? And can you tell us what that means?
Yeah, absolutely. Many years ago when I was studying with my mentor, the internet was in its infancy when I first started in business, and it was not really used much for the things that we use it today or in the scope of the way that we use it today. So I think that if you brought technology into marketing and sales at any point, you were probably looking at the telephone, which is also less personal than if you're actually talking to people in person, speaking to them live in an event, you know, having personal interaction with them. So the topic came up of all these different ways to market and the potential of the internet. And I remember sitting in a room and he said, the key to success is personal contact and it always will be. And I remember thinking, you know, that there was some significance to that. I didn't completely understand what it was at the time, but really what it is about is relationships. And we've just gone through, you know, a terrible financial crisis in the United States and globally. And one of the ways that people were buying, people were selling, people were marketing prior to that financial crisis was depersonalizing the sale, depersonalizing the interaction. We see social media does this. We see that the internet itself does this, cell phones, texting. We're becoming depersonalized human beings. And people are craving more than ever personal contact from other individuals. They're craving relationship. And if you, really relationship is the way, is a more life principle. So if you can give that, if you can establish that, if you can do that within your business in the unique ways that your business will present that, you will find that you'll have phenomenal success just based on that one concept alone.
Great. So now what do you say to people who just don't believe making $1 million is realistic or even possible for them? Or to people who are turned off by the hype of constantly talking about making seven figures?
Well, you know, I mean, so I would agree that there's hype around it. There's hype around six figures. There's hype around seven figures. There's hype around multiple seven figures. And the truth of the matter is that for a long time, I mean years and years and years, people have had the idea that $1 million is this financial freedom place, right? And, you know, maybe 40 years ago, there might have been some truth to that. But today, nothing could be further from the truth. $1 million is not going to get you very far. However, it does have great psychological impact on and self-esteem building for the individual that actually goes to that level in their business. And the truth of the matter is that it's far easier to earn $1 million in your business than it is to earn $100,000. Mm-hmm. And there's I don't have time to go into that on the call today, but there's various reasons why that is, and it's 100% accurate. It's very easy to get a person over $1 million. Now, I realize that there's a lot of people that don't believe that. And I'll tell you, when I was making $20,000 a year, even when I was making $60,000, I had very little belief in that I can do that. Even though I thought someday I actually would, my belief in could I, should I, how, you know, that was very, very weak at the time. Mm-hmm. But I would say if having a personal conversation with someone and they said, David, I just have a difficult time believing that I can get to the million, I would simply ask them, what is the most you can see yourself earning realistically, right? And it's generally a number that they're not making now, but it's not real far above what they're making now. For instance, for me, I was at 20,000. I knew that I could get to 40. I just needed the right vehicle, the right system, the right something to help me bridge that gap. Mm-hmm. So that's where I started, right, which is a critical piece. You've got to start in what you can believe in and begin to build that. So then I instantly went to 62. I surpassed it. I remember Bob Proctor was telling me a story about his wife, Linda. When he met her, she was making $29,000 a year, and he asked her, could she see herself making $100,000, and she said no. So he backed it down to 50. He said, could you see yourself making 50? And this is back like in the early 80s, right? Mm-hmm. And she said, I think I could see myself getting to 50. Well, that was the key place to start with Linda. So that year she ended up making $499,000 and then took it up over $1 million,
yeah.
Right? So, and that was in traditional business. She was a manager for an insurance company at the time.
Wow.
So that wasn't even entrepreneurial thing. That was, you know, more traditional business. So the thing is starting where a person is. That's where you've got to start, because it's significant to build their belief system along the way. That really people kind of shun the idea because, you know, probably because of the book The Secret that came out and different things where people, you know, they embrace mindset stuff, they embrace spirituality stuff, and they don't actually learn how to put it into practice. They use it more as of a shield to protect their own wounds, which I completely understand. But the idea is that you get them moving and you get them going in a direction. Now, once they see a significant shift, once they see them get themselves to a place where they haven't been before, you can easily move them down that road much, much faster. Because what happens is you're breaking a subconscious pattern in their mind that says that they can't go beyond where they are. Once that's broken, you can put a new piece of information in there. It's kind of like reprogramming a person, and they can go wherever it is that they want to go at that point. Because that belief system was broken. Once it's broken, you can't deny that it was broken. So your subconscious mind doesn't know what to do with that information other than now know that it's not real anymore. So now you've got a lot of playground with this person to be able to move them into a place of real abundance and prosperity in their business. It really isn't that difficult. And I say that with respect and love to everybody that's listening that thinks that it is difficult or think that they can't do it. The reason that I say it is because if you don't start entertaining the idea that it's possible that you can or probable that you can, you'll never get there. Mm-hmm. So you actually have to start entertaining the idea of something ridiculous in your mind to do something spectacular.
Right, yes. And I remember the first time I ever spoke with you face-to-face, you had said something similar like that, and I think I was shocked, and then now it makes me giggle. It's just like, it makes me giggle with delight to think about that. So.
Good.
Yeah. So I'm going to back up just a bit and go back to, you know, what you were saying, that live in-person exposure is miles more powerful for building community, for sharing your message, and ultimately for making sales. So when you refer to showing people how to monetize their message, how important is that piece?
The piece about doing it in person?
Yeah.
I think that it's very important, and the reason now more than it has been in the past is we have to realize a lot of people are waiting for the economy to go back to where it was, and it's not going to do that. I mean, Obama just signed a new Reformation Act for the economy and the way Wall Street does things and stuff. It's not going back to where it was. Mm-hmm. So the way business is being done, the way credit's being done, it's not going to be done like it was done in the past because that was a screwed up system.
Mm-hmm.
So what this means is that it has basically the changes in the economy have done a couple of things. Number one, we have to understand that the bottom rung of people that had easy credit and were not going to be responsible with that credit and just bought everything that kind of flew in their face, those people are gone. They're done, right? They're not buying because they don't have the credit to buy. So they're limited to buying whatever their income dictates that they can do, if they can manage to even get themselves on a budget to do that, okay? Because they're very undisciplined with their money. So then you've got the people that I call was like the middle, right, where they had credit. They're much more serious about using the things that they're buying, but they're also very discriminate. So they know now, they've had a kind of a wake-up call saying that, listen, not everybody out there is going to be as prudent with my money as I'm going to be. So I'm going to be very careful that I spend my money with people that are actually caring about me, caring about where I'm going, caring about what I'm doing. They have my best interest in heart in regards to doing business with them. Now, it's very difficult to actually do that with a sales page.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you can do it somewhat with a sales page. You can arouse interest. You can arouse attention with those things. But you will find that it's the in-person interaction with an individual that where they can say, you know what, this person's real. You know what, this person cares. Because we know that when we're around someone, we know if they don't care about us. We know if they have some other intention in mind with making a sale versus actually helping us accomplish something that we want. You can feel that coming off of someone. I mean, we've all had the experience with the sleazy salesperson who either has to make a quota or they don't believe in what they're selling or they're just out to, you know, screw as many people as they possibly can. You get that funny feeling inside when dealing with that kind of a person as you just back away from them.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to get a gauge on that when you're looking on the internet at 5,000 different sales pages all selling the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who do I believe? Well, you look at testimonials. Well, everybody's got testimonials, right? So you try to make calls, and people, you know, they'll say whatever it is that they'll say. So it's like you almost need to get in a room with some, excuse me. You almost need to get into a room with someone or have some kind of personal interaction with them, even if it's by the phone, mm-hmm. to start to gauge where this person's coming from, what's their value system, does it match your value system, is this a prudent spend? Because it's not that the people don't have money, it's just that they're more critical about how they're going to spend it now.
Right.
So in-person contact really is the key to, you know, massively moving a business forward. And you don't have to be in like the coaching or seminar business like I am. I mean, this is for every business. I work with a guy who does all the safety equipment for roller derby people. And his business is absolutely exploding with this very concept, right? I mean, his monthly income is going up by tens of thousands a month just because of the new personal contact that he's making with individuals and not hiding away in his factory just trying to come up with a, you know, better polymer or plastic or something to protect somebody's knee.
Right, right. Oh, that's great. So so I'm kind of hearing that, you know, if I'm an entrepreneur, you know, what if I've never spoken in public before or, you know, put on my own event? Would attending other people's events allow me to rapidly expand my exposure and my business in the same way? And if that's true, then how would I be choosing which live events to go to?
Well, that's a very good question. I think the answer is yes, attending other people's events is a great thing. So there's two types of events you're going to attend. One would be an event that you would go to learn at. Another one would be an event where your client base or your market would be going mm-hmm. to learn, right? So just by going to events alone and networking, you can and watching what's actually going on in those events, you can learn a great deal of information. I spent 7 years going to event after event after event. And eventually, you know, one day I was going to these events, you know, studying what was being taught, and I heard this guy from the stage say, you know, how many of you have been to more than 10 events or something like that? Tons of people in the room were raising their hand. And he said, how many people want to be in business doing something like this? And the same amount of people raised their hand. He said, then stop coming to learn what's being taught and start coming to learn what is actually being done. And I was like, wow, that is brilliant, because I hadn't really viewed it from that aspect, you know, mm-hmm. Very often. So yes, going to these things. Now, if a person has never spoken or a person has never done an event, that's really not a big deal. Actually, it's probably a better thing right now, because you don't have to break all these habits that people had all these years for doing events. I find that people are that have been in business and have done events and have done marketing and sales in events and have sold from the stage and have spoken from the stage for a long period of time are very resistant to making changes, even though their income is going down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something that's difficult to learn. I think that the average individual that goes to an event would rather listen to someone who is not a very good speaker but speaks authentically about what it is that they have to offer than the most brilliant speaker that you could possibly hear, and then you're left wondering, is this person authentic? Who is this person? Is he or her real?
Right.
You know? So it you know, you don't have to have 20 years of speaking experience to make millions selling in front of groups of individuals. We teach people to do it all the time.
Well, David, so this is so great, because, you know, I know that you know, you and Suzanne are sharing just some great ideas and some new concepts for a lot of people. You know, I've been following you for a while, and you know, and I listen to other people, but the things that you do and the things that you share are really quite, you know, quite different. So I'm really looking forward to coming to see you and Suzanne. I'm actually going to be joining you in Seattle. So you've got your More Life City 8-City tour, and so I it would be great, because I know that the people are listening to this, and I get emails all the time, you know, from our last podcast that we did together, where people are just like, yeah, that was a great interview with David. And so I know that they're going to be wanting to know how to get more of this information from you. So So can you tell us a little bit more about your More Life seven-figure success system?
Yeah, you know, I would tell everybody, you know, come spend a day with us, you know, on one of our More Life 8-city tour stops. Come spend the day with us. It's not something that breaks your bank, and you get incredible amount of information. It's a pack-filled day with, you know, just absolutely great content that will be life-changing and business-changing. So where we'll be teaching in depth our More Life Success System for a new era of entrepreneurship, the 5-step formula for high-touch cooperation marketing that monetizes and makes a difference. So you want to go to this affiliate link, and I think you're going to send this out to everybody also, but basically it's tinyurl.com/tour with Karen. So it's tinyurl.com/tour with Karen. And, you know, if you look on there, you're going to find that we're probably coming either to your backyard or very close to your backyard within the next 5 months. The cost is $57 a person for the entire day of teaching, plus you're invited to bring a friend as your guest at no additional cost. So, I mean, for $57, you can bring a friend. There's no additional cost. Suzanne and I are going to be teaching. We've got great speakers lined up for every tour stop. They're going to be teaching. You're going to get some of the most powerful information that's out there right now to help you make significant changes in your marketing, being an entrepreneur, really, you know, viewing yourself and what you're doing as a business owner in a new way, and be able to make significant shifts to get different results very rapidly.
And, you know, and I can attest to it. I mean, I've come to a couple of your classes, David, and you always just jam-pack them full with information. And also for all you people that are listening, this is a steal of a deal in terms of the pricing, because, it's unheard of. And so, it's a great opportunity to come and find out. And, again, I know that you'll get tons and tons of value from being with these two great, fantastic visionaries. So, David, thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate your time, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you and Suzanne in Seattle.
Oh, Karen, thank you very much. It was a real pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So thanks again, everybody, for joining us. Wasn't that a great interview? Well, I just love interviewing David, and I so love the information that he has to share. So I hope to see you in Seattle, but if Seattle is not the city that's closest to you where you can take in this tour, please go check out one of the other cities. And how you do that and how you check out where they are, David and Suzanne are going to, is go to the the website address that we gave you before, which is tinyurl.com/tour with Karen. So again, that's tinyurl.com/tourwithkaren. I know you absolutely will not be disappointed. This is just going to be a fabulous event. I have been around both David and Suzanne, and I know that these two individuals are just so passionate about making a difference and so passionate about helping people. So please go and check it out. Again, it's tinyurl.com/tourwithkaren. And please, I'd love to hear your feedback when you attend one of these events. Take care. And again, thanks for joining me today.